U.S. and Japanese vessels are exercising off Guam in what's called Multi-Sail 2017. According to a U.S. Navy press release, the exercise focuses on detecting, tracking, and engaging units at sea, in the air, on land, and underwater. The vessels involved include half a dozen of the most modern U.S. destroyers, two destroyers from the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Forces, and an American Ticonderoga-class cruiser. One goal is to improve the ability to operate together, presumably including practice of the U.S. Navy's relatively new concept called dispersed lethality, which emphasizes groups of surface vessels operating independently to present an enemy with multiple threats. The 12th Pacific Partnership mission is a very different exercise. Medical, dental, civil engineering, and veterinary teams from the U.S., the United Kingdom, Australia, Japan, and South Korea are aboard the transport ship USNS Fall River to practice for natural disasters. On average, two major disasters strike in the Pacific each year, and each year, Pacific Partnership selects a few countries to train with. This year, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, and Vietnam. Along with disaster drills, a Navy press release says the teams of experts will conduct civil action projects, community health exchanges, and medical symposiums. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.